This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A bipartisan effort to overhaul how Colorado funds its public colleges and universities is close to becoming law. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The measure would modernize the state's performance-based funding model to better reflect changing student demographics. Currently, the state distributes money to colleges based on how well they help retain and graduate students. Under the proposed updates, the state would, for the first time, include part-time and transfer students in its performance metrics. More than half of Colorado's college students attend part-time, but they're not counted in official outcome measurements. Sponsors say this and other minor changes will ensure funding is distributed more equitably across the state's diverse institutions. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's recent snow and freezing temperatures may feel this week like they are far behind us, and many gardeners are thinking about drought and water restrictions heading into summer. Sam Nilsson, head grower at Phelan Gardens in Colorado Springs, has advice for gardeners on what to plant this year.
This is the best year to start planting natives in your yard. Colorado natives are so drought tolerant, they are so heat tolerant, and I wish everybody would plant natives. There's also a plant select program. Those are also very drought and heat tolerant.
Nilsson says herbs like thyme, rosemary, and sage can also handle Colorado heat better than more water-hungry plants like basil and cucumbers. And a note here, Phelan Gardens is a financial supporter of KRCC, but supporters have no editorial influence. You can find more gardening tips and the rest of the day's news at cpr.org and krcc.org.